Specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we're going to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. right now. And we got a full house right now here in the studio here with Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee members, Debbie Nusk, Kevin Bryant, and Robin Edmonds. Welcome.
Hi.
And be sure to get those mics right up to you. Probably wear the headphones too, otherwise we'll have some feedback issues.
All right.
Well, exciting stuff going on, and Manhattan always does a good job with the Dr. King celebrations, and the Memorial Committee is always known for what you guys do, and you do a good job. Debbie, I got some initial thoughts.
Well, our event this year is, our celebration is planned for Saturday, January 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Manhattan Fire Station headquarters at the corner of Kimball and Denison Avenue. And we have a full program scheduled for that day. And I'll actually let Kevin, he's actually going to be our master of ceremony, so to speak, for the day. And he can kind of take you through what's going to happen that day and explain to you what the program looks like.
Exactly. Well, we're starting off with an introduction by the mayor, Linda Morris. We have a guest speaker, Marcia Randall Fleming, who's coming to speak with us. She's the diversity out of Wichita State. First provost to hold that position there. We're also going to have the Ogden band from the Ogden School, who's a regular with us, and our spirit awardees. And I'll let Deborah talk about the spirit awardees.
This is the 11th year that the Spirit of Martin Luther King Community Service Award has been given. The first time that award was given was in 2006. So our 10th or 11th year. And this award recognizes an individual or individuals in the community who have demonstrated a commitment to advancing the principles that Martin Luther King advanced related to community service, civil rights, inclusivity, diversity, a variety of things, but that just speak to the spirit of what Martin Luther King strived to do and what he lived for. So we take nominations from the community. People submit nominations to us. The deadline to submit nominations was December 14th. And the community is always very responsive, and it always feels good when they are to receive those nominations. And we will then be recognizing two individuals on Saturday with community service awards. And we're not going to reveal today. The big reveal will be on Saturday when they come. But just to give you an idea, past award winners in the community, last year, Linda Morris and Linda Batchelor were awardees. Larry Hackney and Reverend Ellie and Queenie Madison in 2014, Jim Spencer. And I do want to mention Jim Spencer. He's not with us this morning, but Jim Spencer is the driving force behind everything related to the Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration activities. And if it were not for his persistence and dedication and commitment to everything that Dr. Martin Luther King stands for, this event wouldn't be happening.
Oh yeah, and then we'll move to our art and writing contest. And
oh yeah, I have a little few statistics on that. We had more than 130 entries this year, which is really good. And half about 60 were in art and 75 were in writing. And the theme that the students, a lot of the area students, when they did their entries, it was based on this theme. It's darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that's the theme from Martin Luther King himself. And we had entries from 11 area schools. The elementary schools in Manhattan that had entries were Amanda Arnold, Bluemont, Marlette, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson. And we also had Manhattan High School, Anthony Middle School, Flint Hills Christian School, Manhattan Catholic Schools, and some homeschool students. So we had a good covering for that. And there were 14 winners. There's 21 winners overall in the art and 10 in the writing. And actually, those include, for the art, there were individual and group entries, so that's why there was a few more in the art. We just had a variety of beautiful paintings. Sonda Copeland up at the high school, one of her art classes, there was like 21 entries from her art class, and that was really cool. Beautiful paintings, and so you have to come out and see the winners on Saturday for that. And then the writing, there were poetry and essays, and some of the students also did phrasing around different words, and they'll be there, and they're gonna explain their artwork and also read their poetries if they would like, read the writing. And it's really cool to see the creative talent that a lot of the area kids take to this. So we're real proud that the schools, some of the teachers have do that and encourage their students and then parents too, because that's how I actually got started. My kiddos entered the contest years ago, and so that's why I kind of like get involved with this too.
And you said 130 entries.
133 entries. Yeah, it was. It's very cool.
And that's the whole concept behind the Martin Luther King Committee. We're out to educate, promote, and be active in the community to show that diversity is a very important thing here in Manhattan, which is definitely, it's been an amazing time for us because we've gotten proclamations from the city, county, which was the first, and the school district, which is amazing.
And that was the first from the county?
Yeah. That was very interesting. It was very good. Chairman Rodriguez was speaking with us, and they actually went forward with that, which is really, it reflects a lot about the entire community of Manhattan.
I think that was Monday you were in the commission chambers for that proclamation.
Oh, yeah. That was excellent. They know that we have a lot of past members that are actually part of the government. Linda Morris, Usha Redding. The diversity kind of dates back to Mert Hanks. Mert Hanks was the first mayor, black mayor of Manhattan. So you can see how all this influence has come through and shows that we're a hub of diversity here in Manhattan.
And it's MLK has a very important place here in Manhattan.
Right.
For a lot of reasons, especially with K-State. If anybody wants to go on that and maybe tell our listeners why that's so important.
That's very amazing that we had Martin Luther King here to speak, and it was his last university speak, which it's not quite known. It seems like it's a mystery, but 19th of January, 4 days after his birthday, he spoke here at Kansas State. If you think about the environment that he was coming into, if you think about when he got here, what he saw, and what he influenced, because that year, Mert Hanks actually had an elected position here in Manhattan. So you can think about the change and the influence that he did bring.
Does K-State, and this may be a question for K-State, because it's something I've always been wondering about, if they actually had any audio of that original speech.
They do. They do. They have it. They have, in fact, I think a couple of years ago, they made it available online, so it still may be available online. But I do know there's audio of that speech available. Yeah.
Yeah, there's also a PDF on it, and the title was "The Future of Integration and the Future of Integration."
It's a really interesting speech. I have actually skimmed through some of it before, and if you get a chance to read that, it's really, really interesting and surprising in some ways. Talking about some things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily think about, especially for back then.
Totally, exactly. We tend to be stuck on that I have a dream speech. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of other speeches that he did, and a lot of there was a lot of other things that he said that promoted that are actually being carried on today. Poor People's Campaign. We're just talking about diversity. He was big in diversity, and he was big in economics. And sometimes we tend to look over that and just stick with one of the glossy things that come through.
Let's go ahead and go to, this will be our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about MLK, his legacy, and how we're celebrating here in Manhattan. More on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from